My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information that can be vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, being aware and at least having some in the know of alternatives and complements that are available today gives us options. It also creates a better understanding and maybe makes us feel more comfortable so we can have dialogues with our friends, our family, and our medical practitioners and be able to have those discussions. You know, so many people I talk with just have done no homework, have asked no questions, and just have jumped on and, you know, just done whatever they were asked or told to do and never once ever asked, you know, is there maybe a natural alternative? Is there something else that we could try first? Is there anything I could do with it that would make this protocol work more effectively? And I think those things are things that we should all be asking, because when it comes right down to it, it's about us. It's about us, our bodies, our health, our longevity, our quality, and our quantity of life. And we have to be the one in charge asking the questions. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and the topics are always relevant for today's world. The things we need to talk about, you know, the things we hear about, the things we read about, the things we should be talking about, and you know, it always happens, the things we don't talk enough about. And all of a sudden we'll have a episode or something will happen and something will be life-changing. And then at that point in time, oh, we want to talk about it all the time then. But we shouldn't be waiting until there's an issue. We should be doing a little bit of preventive protocol along the way and at least keeping our minds more in tune with the alternatives and complements that are available to us. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, my incredible producers, everything is recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage daily, drjeffreyburke.com. You just click on the archive icon, and you can download the show that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. And of course, you can always follow me on Facebook, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, on Facebook and on Instagram as well. Let's stay in touch. Keep our questions going. Many of the questions I use on the show. And if you want me to answer you back, I just do that as well. And on my Facebook page, I answer questions on there too. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it just makes good sense. They are knowledgeable, informative. They have longevity on their side. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, just celebrated their 35th anniversary. And they're the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. So longevity has provided us in the community the place to go for knowledge and for that expertise and for passion and for great selection of the highest quality products at great prices in a store that's, you know, just fully packed with the best of the best in every single category. People that go there today may be walking in for the first time. I have people that have been going there for decades, and they bring their family and their family's family and their friends and their coworkers. And, you know, when you find a place that really makes you feel comfortable, that you've learned and had great results and had your expectations met so many times, you want to bring people with you. And I think that's really important today. Stay Healthy is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive. They're right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. And like I said, they've been there a long time, so they're going to make your experience so much better and so more understandable. You know, when you start understanding what you're doing and getting an idea rather than just trying to hit and miss, sometimes we get lucky when we hit and miss. Most of the time we don't, because we just don't understand that it takes time and energy and research and questions and to be able to find out if you're heading in the right direction, because what your neighbor does, what your family does, what your spouse, your siblings do may not be the same journey for you, because we're all different. Don't fit yourself in a box. We don't fit in there. Everybody fits in their own box somewhere, or just, you know, kick that box to the street, because I'll tell you what, everybody comes from a different angle. You may meet up with them exactly at the same end, but you may have to follow a different journey, and that's okay. Check out Stay Healthy's webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address and start getting newsletters and coupons and in-the-know information. And of course, don't forget to read the wonderful articles on the homepage. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, their Stay Healthy Facebook page. Give them a thumbs up as well. Well, today, Karina Toledo is with us, and Karina earned her BS in health innovation and has studied herbalism and holistic medicine for over 20 years. With over 12 years of experience working for New Chapter and 8 years prior in health food stores, she brings a wealth of knowledge on the natural products industry and supplementation and, you know, working with people to give them the knowledge they need to be able to make those better, wiser, healthier, the more decisive decisions, because the decisions, the harder they get to make, we can make them a little easier if we just took the time to have a little bit of background information. So, of course, I want to thank her for being with me today. Let me welcome my guest, Karina. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on today, John.
Oh, my pleasure. I missed you at the show, and I if you were as busy as I was, I'm so sorry, but we will definitely connect.
Yeah, no worries. It's always crazy, and it's exciting, though, to see all the new innovations and just that it's growing every year. It's such a great show for how validating people are realizing that herbal medicine is and natural medicine, and that we have tools at our disposal, as you brought up early on in the call, to just integrate into our bodies as preventative tools to make sure that we're staying healthy and not just addressing it when we already have disease.
You know, I know today we're going to talk about a couple different topics, and the one I think is kind of timely because, you know, I have a friend of mine, and she's 41 years old. You know, she's always eaten kind of oddly. You know, she goes in streaks of different kinds of things. She always talks about the different foods she's eating. And she had a fall a couple of weeks ago off her horse. And it was just a really easy fall in soft dirt. So she probably should have had some soft tissue damage. But she shattered her pelvis. And the doctor said that her bone density was that of an 80-year-old, and a major surgery had to be done. And the doctor said, I don't know, I haven't seen bones like this in a while. He said, but I am starting to see more of them in younger people. And I'm trying to wonder, is it the diet? Is it our, because she's very active, but you know, she, as we started talking about it, she usually was eating foods that didn't have a lot of minerals in it, and she really never supplemented minerals. She did a lot of vitamins and things, but you know, she just in her mind had that old school technology mindset that, you know, that's something you do when you get older only. And I remember 40 years ago telling people, you know, you're about 60 now, you should think about some calcium. That was the way we thought about it way back then, you know. So have you heard of someone so young having bones that brittle?
Yeah, it's interesting that we're seeing, you know, calcium deficiency starts really early. And in adolescence, it's such a critical time for including more calcium-rich foods in the diet. But unfortunately, as you pointed out, many people are not getting enough. And even people that are eating quality foods that should be high in calcium, because our soil is so depleted, way more so than it was, say, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, the nutrient density, especially of minerals and especially of calcium in our soil, is just much less than it was. So unfortunately, most people don't know that they have calcium deficiency or osteopenia, that precursor to osteoporosis, until, as you point out, you know, your friend has a fall, and then they're actually able to see that these bones are brittle, they're not strong. Even people doing adequate, you know, exercise are not necessarily building strong bones anymore because they don't have the recipe for building strong bones, which really is this vast array of multiple minerals, but especially that calcium.
You know, I I know there's confusion out there, and we've alluded to this. I've talked with, you know, many of your wonderful people from New Chapter, and we've talked about how we came from a time when we thought that if you just bombarded the body with huge amounts of milligrams of something that could make a difference, then you would be able to, you know, make sure that you were getting it, because it was all about like the weight measure, you know, the weight measure of the minerals. And we never really talked absorbability. We never talked digestibility. And I know the Bone Strength Take Care takes you to a different angle, but how did our mentality find out, and how do we wrap our mind around the idea that massive amount does not mean massive benefits?
Yeah, exactly. And it has definitely evolved with everything. It's so important for people to realize that milligrams, you know, what we measure vitamins and minerals on these nutrition facts labels, milligrams is a measurement of weight. Milligrams doesn't measure potency. It doesn't measure how well it works or how well a product absorbs in the body. It's just how much it weighs. And so we know that different forms of calcium have vastly different absorption rates. So when we start just comparing milligram amounts, it's really apples to oranges comparison. And in the case of New Chapter, we are committed to delivering whole food supplements because we recognize that these isolates in high milligrams don't absorb, and then the excess needs to be excreted. It can actually put more stress and tax on the body than the benefits you're getting from it. And in the case of calcium, most people don't realize that 95% of the calcium on store shelves is actually coming from limestone, from rock. Calcium carbonate is this base form that's often combined with like citric acid to make calcium citrate. But the foundation of all these calciums is this really hard to digest and break down inorganic form of calcium that's rock. It's Crayola chalk, essentially. And so obviously the body needs to work really hard to utilize this. And unfortunately, many large credible studies are now saying that when the body doesn't absorb this calcium that we're taking, it then lays down in the arteries and can double the risk of heart attack in healthy women, double the risk of cardiovascular events, because it's literally just sitting in the arteries calcifying and building up as plaque. So it's really important to find a form of calcium that absorbs, and less is more. The way that the body is designed to receive calcium is in food it's in food doses. It's lower milligrams, ideally spread out, but then also with all of the cofactors that your body needs to absorb it. And New Chapter's Bone Strength Take Care actually comes from an algae source, so it's a plant source. So the weight, milligram amounts, is slightly lower than you might see of other formulas, but the absorption is so much higher. And it's really, there's a very high cost to cheap forms of calcium when it comes to the potential impact on cardiovascular events, but we need this form to absorb to build strong bones. So it's such an amazing formula backed by so much research.
You know, the idea that we have to start thinking about this at an earlier age is quite amazing, but we have to also look at our soils and look at the food that we're eating. We're eating food that's coming from, my goodness, places that we don't even know. And obviously none of our soil, you know, everybody stresses today the idea of eating organic, and I'm an advocate of organic, you know, but probably not for the reason that most people think. I think most people in their mind, they think organic, they think, oh, digestibility and better and all that kind of stuff. And you do get, of course, more nutrient value a little bit, but I eat organic because I don't want what's in the other stuff or on the other stuff. I don't want the chemicals and I don't want the pesticides and things like that. But many of the organic is still grown in soil that's not much better than the chemical field, you know, 10 miles down the road, because the soils are still very, very depleted. So, you know, even if we're trying to do it right, we may be starved for the things that we need to really focus on, because we're not getting any value to start with. So obviously this is starting earlier.
Yeah, exactly. And as you pointed out, you know, organic doesn't necessarily indicate what they're actually putting back into the soil to replenish it. It's really important to look at small family farms that are growing in regenerative agriculture practices that help use compost to, you know, re-nutrient the soil, basically. And also buying local from small family CSAs, for example, is a great way to ensure that, you know, your food is a little bit more rich, but essential in these vital nutrients. But essentially supplementing is really an important strategy for a lot of people. And You know, I personally was really resistant to taking calcium for a long time because, you know, I saw these studies of osteoporosis rates climbing, but, you know, in my mind, it's like, gosh, well, if the remedy were correct, right, if calcium was what was going to stop this, then we wouldn't have, we take more calcium than anywhere else in the world, and yet we still have osteoporosis, some of the highest rates in the world. So clearly we were doing something that wasn't working. And so I was resistant to calcium for a long time until I came to understand that our bodies were designed to need a lot of calcium because this used to be one of the richest minerals that we would get in any of our foods. And so now we're getting, I think that the percentage is about, you know, at most 10% of what we might have been getting, you know, a century ago in our diets. And so supplementing with a whole food calcium is a great tool and a great strategy. New Chapter even makes a smaller, easy to swallow size of Bone Strength. So we do two varieties. I started giving that little one to my daughter. You know, it's helped immensely too with a lot of the growing pains that she has. You know, I remember growing up, I drank, gosh, I don't know, like a quart of milk a day. And certainly milk isn't the best choice for calcium, but it's really hard to get from a lot of foods for kids. So taking supplements from early adolescence is a great tool, great strategy.
I think so, too. And let me ask you another question. Is this just a United States problem now? Are we seeing this in other countries? Are people having bone density problems? I know when you go to certain parts of the world, the way that people eat, they're eating diets and they're better with their soils and, you know, than we are. And I think their soils are probably more rich than ours are. But is this a world issue or just a United States issue?
It's really as the Western diet has moved mm-hmm. across cultures, certainly it's becoming issue in other parts of the world. You know, I can't absolutely say, obviously, osteoporosis doesn't exist in other places, but it doesn't exist at the numbers that it does in the United States. So there's a lot of things around osteoporosis. One, we have to recognize that it's an inflammatory condition as well, that the lack of herbs and spices, a lack of antioxidant-rich diet creates more inflammation in the body, and inflammation actually breaks down bone tissue. So that's certainly a big part of it, not to mention, obviously, deficiencies. Another key part about understanding how calcium gets absorbed is these cofactors that put calcium from the arteries and put it into the bones. Mm-hmm, One of the most important vitamins we now know of that has that function is K2. And we can eat leafy greens, and that delivers K1. But for the body to convert that into the form of K, the K2 that we need for calcium absorption, we need to make sure that we have adequate gut bacteria to make that conversion. K2 is made by gut bacteria. And guess what? We've talked about this before. Certainly, most of us don't have enough gut bacteria. Most of us don't have this really healthy, thriving microbiome that can biotransform the vitamin K from leafy greens. You know, in a perfect world, we'd eat leafy greens that has both spinach and vitamin K, and now we're biotransforming that K into a form that will literally act as the shuttle driver, the Uber driver for that calcium out of the arteries into the bones. So K2 is a really important missed nutrient, and in areas where K2 is eaten in abundance in the diet, for example, all throughout Asia, it's delivered in the form of soy, in the form of fermented natto. In these cultures, osteoporosis certainly does not exist in the same numbers as here. And most cultures, actually, that have adequate amounts of not just calcium but fermented foods in their diet do have significantly less rates of osteoporosis than we do in the U.S.
Now, do we have to think about, I'm trying to answer this question that just came in. It kind of came in kind of garbled. Okay, I see what she says. She said, so if you're talking about that we have to be more concerned, what is that cutoff date? Are we talking young kids, teenagers, 20s? Or is it 30s? Because I remember I listened to you 35 years ago, Jeff, and you used to talk about older people in their 60s and 70s. I've been a longtime listener. I've personally been taking good minerals, and I use 5 or 6 of the products, including the Bone Strength from New Chapter. My question is, I have kids and grandkids. Do we start them this early or do we wait? Good question.
Yes, I think it's important to start them early on a regimen of calcium-rich foods, not necessarily supplements, but, you know, I started taking alfalfa tea after I had my daughter, and it's so rich. So, you know, a lot of these herbs are also great rich sources of calcium. Obviously, making sure that our children are eating nutrient-dense foods is an important part of that. Yogurt is a great strategy, too, for delivering calcium. Obviously, not the sugar-filled yogurts, but if you can do a plain yogurt, add your own fruit in. You know, obviously, we have a sweet taste in this country, and my daughter does too, and I'll put a little bit of, you know, pure grade B maple syrup in there if I need it to be a little bit sweeter for her, add it to the plain Greek yogurt that I buy. But essentially, integrating calcium-rich foods from a very young age, I think, is really important. And then absolutely into adolescence, it's not a bad idea to look at a really quality calcium supplement. Again, not just buying a calcium product because it's labeled calcium. It's really important to look at the form. And so there are a lot of herbs, nettle leaf, alfalfa, that help to deliver a lot of these beneficial minerals as well. So, but I definitely think it's important to integrate from a young age. Other things to think about is monitoring inflammation. So getting kids to drink turmeric or curry from a young age and integrating these herbs and spices into the diet can help address some of the inflammation that tends to cause premature bone loss. Obviously, weight-building exercise and getting kids outside to exercise more is a great preventative strategy, but I think it's a multi-pronged approach that we need to take. And just having the conversation, being mindful of it, and starting from a young age, talking about and researching how we can integrate these into all of our diets for our kids is really important.
You know, thank you for that. And I, as you take a look at this product, the Bone Strength Take Care, how is it recommended for use? Do we start out at a younger age, at a lower amount? Do we just follow the recommended, you know, the recommended, you know, suggestive dosage for everybody across the board? What if you've already got some brittleness of the bone? I mean, do you start with what it recommends and then work your way up? Where do we go with that?
Yeah, so 3 tablets is the recommended dose in the label, and that is, of course, the approach for about, you know, 150-pound person. So it is safe. It's a food. Our Bone Strength Take Care is just this incredible algae-sourced calcium that comes from Iceland. It's sustainably sourced. Not only is it rich in calcium, but it has all of the trace minerals, 72 different trace minerals working together synergistically. And then New Chapter adds in a vitamin K2 that's fermented, that's whole food, and a vitamin D3 in there. These critical cofactors really help with the calcium absorption. But everything in there is food. And so, you know, being mindful of the dosage that's appropriate for you, but it is safe to increase a little bit or, of course, decrease. For, you know, the dosage is generally recommended for kids 12 and up, but a lot of it is based on body weight. And so, obviously, if you're, you know, dealing with someone who's much smaller, you know, it's not technically approved for really young ages, but again, it's just a food. So at your individual discretion, what feels comfortable for you, certainly working with your practitioner can be a great strategy for integrating this for even younger kids. But essentially, adjusting the dosage by weight makes a lot of sense. However, 3 a day has been clinically researched to build bone density, to reduce the risk of osteoporosis, to reduce inflammation in the body, as well as, you know, address a number of other benefits. There's all these side benefits of the formula, of course, because it's rich in vitamins and minerals, especially the anti-inflammatory benefits. So there's a lot of research on this specific form of algae and how it reduces this on switch for inflammation in the body and can be a great tool for reducing joint pain as well. So for younger kids, especially in that, you know, 10-12 range, just adjusting the dosage by weight makes a lot of sense, and ideally spreading the dosage out. So yes, you can take all 3 tablets at once, and I'll be honest, I have to do it a lot because I forget to take my pills. I personally like to take calcium right before bed because it does help us sleep. A lot of the deep rebuilding that the body does tends to happen at night while we're resting. So I do take at least 2 right before bed. But it is ideal if you can spread it out just a little bit throughout the day, mainly just because the body is designed to receive smaller doses of calcium every couple of hours, just like with our meals. So ideally, you can take 1-3 times a day, or if you're a little bit heavier, you can take a little bit more. Certainly, someone who has severe osteoporosis, it is safe to take a little bit more. Just a personal anecdote, my mother-in-law, we were taking three a day, and she was having success, but it just wasn't fast enough, and the doctor was really pushing her to get on Fosamax. She had been on massive steroids for a lot of her life, and so had a lot of bone issues because of that. So essentially, we upped her dosage, first to four and then to six for short periods of time. She had dramatic results quickly. So sometimes you need to do what they call a loading dose, right? A little bit more for a short period of time to really jumpstart the body. And now she's back on that three-a-day dose with great results.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. When we get back from our break, we're going to continue with Karina Toledo. We're talking about bone strength, take care. We're going to talk about some vitamins and maybe for the same age category. We'll tackle those when we get back. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to your one-stop, full-service location, Stay Healthy Health Food Store, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, bringing you the awesome information you need every single day, the best things to choose from in the health and nutrition area, and the most up-to-date, relevant information every single day at the store. They really know what they're doing, and it sure makes it easy to feel comfortable talking about your health and getting healthy, because, you know, it's not getting any easier getting healthy these days, and we need all the support we can get. So if you can find a way to meet people that have such great knowledge, then I guarantee you it's something you're going to want to look to. So definitely take the time to meet the people at Stay Healthy. They'll become your one-stop full-service location, I guarantee you. Great prices, awesome information, wonderful selection, only the best of the best to choose from. from, and that's why they've been so successful. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Their whole philosophy is, why be confused if you don't have to? Why go somewhere where you can't have an open discussion and dialogue? And why choose to guess when you can pinpoint and pick the right products for the right situation? That's what Wayne's been doing for the longest time at his store, and it's still the same way today. You're going to love these people. They're awesome. So we're talking with Karina today, and we were talking about the bone strength Take Care. One quick question came in before we move on. Does it have to be always with food, or can I just take it on an empty stomach?
Great question. You can take it on an empty stomach. It does not need to be taken with food because it actually is food.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now we're going to go on to one of your multiple vitamins, the 55 Multi. Wow. You know, I never thought there would ever be a day when I would have to choose a multiple vitamin by my age. How depressing. I remember when I first went on a shelf and I started seeing these multiple vitamins, and I'm like, oh my Lord, I have to admit how old I am. Just and I kept thinking, nope, I'm not ready to grab that one yet. So, but you know, there is a difference, you know, in every man's 40 and in every man's 55. Why is there a difference? Why can't we just all be in the same age bracket?
Yeah, it's interesting. So many formulas, when you do look at them, there really isn't huge differences. A lot of it is marketing. You know, there's definitely very little differences in a lot of vitamins from the 40 to the 55-plus formulas. But New Chapter does something unique with our 55-plus. We really address something called immunosenescence, which is basically the aging of the immune system. And so rather than just, you know, throw a little bit higher maybe calcium in there, we actually add in certified organic astaxanthin. 2 milligrams of astaxanthin is a clinical dose for DNA damage, and it really addresses things like energy depletion, immune system benefits, cardiovascular health. And so that's what makes our 55 plus really distinct. And I tell people all the time, I'm not there yet, but I love that formula. And I often take the women's 55 plus just because I want that extra astaxanthin.
You know, and why are we at a point right now where we have to start listening to our calendar age versus our really, you know, our biological age? I mean, let's say that you're 55 years old, but you're a runner and you're doing everything great. You're a vegetarian or a vegan and you've never eaten junk and you're not on any drugs. Would you still use that one because you're that age versus somebody that's been sitting behind a desk, they're 100 pounds overweight and they're on 8 medicines?
Yeah, that's a great question. But, you know, even if you are healthy and, you know, our perception of health is, of course, very different across spectrums. A lot of people consider themselves really healthy, but what we have to recognize is that oftentimes the more you exercise, the more stress and strain you can put on your body. So there's also that balance where, you know, I'm an athlete, I'm certainly a runner, but it also means that maybe I need more of certain nutrients. I love the 55 plus, not just because of the biological age number, but because of how it makes me feel. And I think that's the biggest indication, is that New Chapter makes a lot of different multis. And so it's really connecting with one that you can feel a difference from. And so many people, I think, are not accustomed to feeling a difference from, say, a multivitamin. But because New Chapter's vitamins are fermented, they're whole food, they really address digestive issues. The herbal blends in there can support different hormonal balance issues. And then, of course, this added antioxidant benefit of the algae-sourced astaxanthin really can give you that energy boost that you need at any age. So it's a lot of it, the age range certainly is marketing, but New Chapter tries to focus in on the health conditions that people at different ages do face, because let's face it, as soon as you hit 40, for men, there's concerns about prostate health. So our men's multivitamin, the 40 plus, we start to include supercritical extracts, concentrated extracts of saw palmetto in there. And then the 55 plus, you're getting that saw palmetto, but then now you're also getting this astaxanthin algae.
Now, the other question is, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I had 3 people chime in already. Can I take both of these together? Do they work well together?
Absolutely. I think that especially when you get over that 55 range, taking a calcium is critical, and taking a quality calcium is critical. And a good multivitamin, because most of us have not eaten enough, and that's when nutrient depletion really starts to affect us, is after that, you know, especially 50, but 45 and up. And so taking both of them is great. Certainly the 55 plus that we make is a one a day, so you can take that any time of day, whereas the calcium is a three a day. So certainly it's okay to take them together, but there's also research that really shows that calcium is best kind of taken by itself, which is one of the reasons why I take it at night. So again, definitely safe to take them together, but if you can take them at different times of day, you just might get a little bit more benefit out of them.
Okay. Another question. What if you are old beyond your years? I know this is a crazy question, but I had it posed to me one time, and I've been waiting to be able to use this question. What if you are in your 40s, but you are falling apart, and you are just starting to try to get it together, and your body needs more than what a normal 40-year-old, you need what a 50, 60-year-old needs? Can you take it at an earlier age, even though your ID doesn't say you're 55?
Absolutely, yes. I think, you know, a lot of times people, you know, just the premature aging process, we are seeing it more and more, and it's so sad because when you look at the numbers, we are, the United States is number 40 in healthy life expectancy, according to the 2018 World Health Organization. So number 41, we are below all other civilized countries. Many of us in this country, unfortunately, are older than our years. So it is absolutely safe to take the 40-plus if you're not 40 yet, or the 55-plus if you're not there yet. Just keep in mind that the benefits are more specific to health challenges that age range does face. So you might want to pick one a little bit closer to your age. That said, I often take two. So we make a one daily, but I will, if I'm feeling really depleted, if I know I haven't eaten well enough, I will often take two of our one dailies. So again, taking them at different times of day, spreading those vitamins and minerals out so they absorb better, so you get more benefits out of them. But if you need that extra boost, definitely also safe to increase your dosage on occasion.
Okay. You know, the other thing is, you know, when people look at multiple vitamins today, you know, a lot of people I know will just grab something off a shelf somewhere, you know, and they'll just take it, and they may be surprised to find out, you know, that it didn't digest very well, or it was kind of hard on their stomach, or they weren't getting the benefits they thought they were getting. Why does fermentation play a role in your multiple vitamin, and why should you consider it?
Fermentation is used around the globe as an effective way to turn average foods into medicinal foods. Fermentation enhances the bioavailability of that food that you're eating. It's like a pre-digestion, right? It's like these bacteria go in and they eat that food for you. They pre-digest it. They break it down. They actually enhance the nutrient density. So they actually enhance how many nutrients are in that food. They enhance the antioxidant ability of that food. They make it more of a free radical scavenger, anti-inflammatory benefits. Fermentation changes the chemistry of food and makes it into true medicine. And so you look at how many of us have digestive issues. Well, vitamins and minerals are certainly in that same category of, you know, if most of us have a hard time getting the benefits of, you know, calcium from our spinach, then you can imagine how hard it is to break down a multivitamin. And so New Chapter bypasses those absorption challenges by fermenting our vitamins and minerals with superfoods in a dual fermentation process, so that you're getting a multivitamin that you can take on an empty stomach that's going to offer benefits for the immune system. It's rich in 1,3-1,6 beta-glucans, which actually stimulate natural killer cell activity in the body, not to mention, of course, offer anti-inflammatory benefits for the colon and digestive tract. So it's a really unique distinction of our vitamins.
Now, someone just chimed in. She said, I've been using the Bone Strength Take Care because I broke a couple bones, and it was suggested to me at Stay Healthy as a very absorbable calcium, and my doctor was quite surprised that I healed as quickly as I did. Any relationship to the healing?
Yes, absolutely. It helps with bone mending and healing. I think that's such a great testimonial. I've often heard that. My brother-in-law actually had broke his femur. This was a couple years back, but he had several inches of new bone that he needed to grow, short of getting a bone graft. And so, yes, you know, earlier the question came up of changing the dosage depending on the person. And certainly he is a larger guy and needed that, you know, acute dosage. So we took a little bit more of a loading dose for a short period of time and had incredible bone growth in a short period of time. So definitely for mending bones and healing bones, it's a really important time to take the bone strength, not to mention the benefits on it for inflammation. Now it's also potentially helping to heal the inflammation post-injury as well.
You know, if you're a vegetarian and you're eating a pretty good diet today, most of my friends that are vegetarian or vegans and many of the people that write to me have really admitted that, you know, for the first maybe 20 years that they were vegans and vegetarians, let's say, they really didn't take a lot of supplements. And the reason they did it is because, you know, food was better then. It was better quality. They know how to mix their foods. They know how to cover all ends. But it's surprising, and I'm sure you hear it as well, how many vegetarians and vegans are now taking vitamins because they know, as good as they're trying to do it, you know, they're fighting an uphill battle of getting good quality food enough to fill the voids.
Yes, absolutely. The B vitamins, the minerals are so deficient in our foods, and certainly many people that are seeking healthier diets, you know, going a vegan or vegetarian route, you know, unfortunately, it is important to try to supplement or at least, you know, count some of these nutrients that you're getting, because our even our highest quality foods are really devoid of a lot of these important compounds. And so I personally always advocate, you know, if you are on a vegetarian or vegan diet, taking a high-quality food B complex, for example, the New Chapter's coenzymated B complex delivers B vitamins in a bioavailable form. You know, issues like anemia isn't just about iron, it's also B12 related. So New Chapter actually makes an iron food formula that has B12 in there as well. And so it really addresses, you know, potential anemic concerns. But oftentimes just taking a quality multivitamin can help reduce the likelihood of these deficiencies. So, you know, absolutely that's foundational. And in that case, you know, 55 plus certainly, even if you're not quite there, might be a good strategy because you're getting a little bit higher of some of these really important minerals that come into play when we're older, but certainly are important for vegetarians and vegans as well.
You know, when we were at the show, I a lot of the keywords this year at Expo were fermentation. Of course, CBD was really big. Greens were big. And the big words that I heard a lot this time coming from a lot of people were absorbability, making sure that it was bioavailable. You know, so it seems like, although you guys were way ahead of the curve here, people are starting to catch up, saying it's not just about having a nice label. It's about having a product that can digest. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. You know, New Chapter's been fermenting our vitamins for over 2 decades, but we only recently updated the labels to really clearly say, hey, these are fermented, because, you know, they have been forever, because we know that fermentation actually makes these vitamins and minerals easier to digest. It biotransforms them into whole foods. They're truly chelated, so they're full of amino acids that help the body utilize them properly. But we never really had the shout out right on the label. So we are seeing that the growing understanding of how fermentation benefits the body and how it benefits foods is definitely changing. And yeah, we actually have this, you know, sponge analogy now at New Chapter, because, you know, a lot of people are used to taking a multivitamin and not feeling a difference. And a lot of it just has to do with the poor absorption. You know, most multivitamins, if they're not food, you're getting maybe only 10% of what that label tells you. And, you know, some formulas have food-based, so they sprinkle a little bit of foods in there, and those certainly enhance absorption to maybe 30, 40%. But a true whole food, especially a fermented vitamin, you know, we have clinical research that we know that the cells are getting upwards of, you know, 80 to 90% of what that label reads, and that is precisely because of the fermentation. So not only does it make the foods easier to digest, but it also changes the ecosystem of our microbiome, right? It changes how many beneficial bacteria we have in our body, which also enhances our ability to absorb nutrients from other foods that we eat. So fermentation and fermenting vitamins is a great strategy to really support the health of our digestive system, not to mention, of course, you know, potentially addressing other diseases that are linked to microbiome dysfunction.
Here's a question for you. It says, my doctor, my gastroenterologist doctor, I guess that's what it is, the abbreviation. Okay. My gastroenterologist doctor has had me on Prilosec, now over the counter, for a couple years. I've been trying to get off of it, but my digestive system is bad. My friend says that I can't digest my calcium because I'm taking the Prilosec. Okay. I'm listening to you guys talk about this bone strength. Take care. Can I take that even though I'm on an acid medication? Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a great one. Yes, and you definitely would need that more. You know, one of the challenges, of course, with many of these is that they're, you know, killing your own stomach acid, which you need, of course, for digestion, not just of calcium, but of a lot of things. So the Bone Strength Take Care is absolutely safe to take. You want to make sure to take them at different times of day, and you might find that you need to take a little bit more. But certainly working with your doctor, you know, I have to say I've heard of a lot of people that have had issues with excess acid, that a lot of it has to do with, you know, again, gut dysfunction and microbiome dysfunction. So starting out with a really good probiotic, trying to rebuild the system, addressing food allergies and food intolerances is also a big part of that. You know, usually doctors only look at food allergies for being an indication of digestive issues or inflammation or, you know, over acid issues. But a lot of times there is a leaky gut issue, meaning that you have gut dysfunction, you don't have enough good bacteria, and so essentially some of the proteins from your food are leaking over into the bloodstream, causing food intolerances. So your body is, you know, viewing foods as a threat, right? And so a lot of times by healing the gut through probiotics and rebuilding the gut, you can actually overcome some of those. But a lot of that I've seen directly linked to excess acid production. The body is overreactive. So, you know, obviously you have to work with your doctor specifically to adjust medication dosages or maybe integrate some holistic treatments. But I would say trying a good probiotic like New Chapter's All Flora is a great foundation, and then yes, definitely adding in the Bone Strength, just making sure to take it at a very different time of day. And you might even want to take it with something like ginger that might stimulate your own digestive enzymes in that process. Some people actually with acid disorders find that ginger can be a great tool. Some people don't like it, but ginger is actually, even though it's a heating herb, it can be really cooling on the digestive system. So taking the Bone Strength with the ginger force might help with your own digestive enzymes as well to make sure you're getting the benefit of that.
You know, I have a friend, and I wanted to say this real quick before we run out of time. She has been using calcium for a long time, and she's really physically active, and her bones just hurt. And I finally told her, I said, maybe you just need to try something else. I said, you've tried all these other ones. You're not listening to me. Maybe now you'll listen. So I sent her to Stay Healthy, and she picked up the age 40, because she's in her 40s, multiple. But she picked up the Bone Strength Take Care, and she started taking it per the instructions. And I ran into her about a month later, and I said, how you doing? And she said, it is the craziest thing. She said, and I said, mm-hmm. And she said, my bones are not hurting. My muscles are not cramping. She goes, I just feel so much better. And I just kind of shook my head like, uh-huh. You know, I've been telling you this forever, but, you know, she had to do it in her own time, you know, and that's fine. But she said dramatic differences. She said it took about 2 weeks. And she said, I will never not take it. She goes, I had days when I could not make a fist. I think she's going to be checked for fibromyalgia, which she might have. But seriously, already doing so much better. And she just told her doctor, I'm doing great. So she's going to see him. I guess they're going to do some more blood work. And he said, if you found something that works, hold on tight.
Yes, absolutely. And Bone Strength is that formula for so many people. It's delivering not just calcium, but all of these vital trace minerals that, you know, we're drinking purified bottled water, you know, our soil is depleted. So many of us are just not getting adequate minerals in our diet. And so that really helps to fill that void. You know, a lot of people think about muscle cramps and everything being, you know, magnesium related and potassium related, but that formula with the trace minerals and the calcium has done wonders for a lot of people, myself included, for muscle cramps and muscle spasms. And then again, this algae has all this really unique side benefit and clinical research on inflammation. So, you know, many people that are dealing with osteoporosis, many older people that might be taking this formula as a preventative, chances are they also have some joint pain and joint discomfort. And the bone strength can be a great tool for addressing that as well. So this is one of my all-time favorite formulas, especially, you know, when I was pregnant with both kids, I was having a lot of sciatic pain. And, of course, I couldn't do a lot of my favorite New Chapter formulas like Zyphelmen because they're not safe for pregnancy. That bone strength made a huge, huge difference in my inflammation and pain during that time.
Well, I want to thank you. This is a great discussion. And thanks for doing the show today. And I look forward to chatting with you a couple times next month. And be well and stay healthy, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chef. Have a wonderful day.
You
too. Appreciate being on the call.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My guest today, Karina Toledo, representing New Chapter. Remember, all the products from New Chapter are great priced, everyday low prices, but there's also $4 off coupons that you can ask for at the store when you go in. So pick the products that you like, get a $4 off coupon to use on each and every one of them. But check out the 55 plus, the adult formula. I hate to put myself in that category, but I'm definitely there. And of course, the Bone Strength Take Care, something to really start doing some good, healthy support for your skeletal and muscle system. I mean, who doesn't need a little extra support in that area? You know, we're putting our body through craziness every day. We're not stretching. We're not relaxing. Our posture's terrible. Our diet is devoid of minerals. So it's going to catch up with us. And now it just happens to be catching up at a younger age. So take the time to choose correctly. Make sure that you're working with quality products on a regular basis. And don't forget, check out the full line of New Chapter at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy just celebrated the 35th anniversary a couple weeks ago, and I'll tell you what, they are really excited to continue into their future years with you, being your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They make sure that you have the best of the best to choose from, great prices every single day, specials, coupons, all kinds of good stuff, so that you can not only get great products at great prices, but work with people to give you great knowledge. And it's an information-based store. We don't get to find very many of these anymore. As I travel around the country, they're few and far between, where you get to go in and have a full-service environment. This is the way that many of us were raised. I choose out stores today that spend extra time and answer questions, and they're not bothered to work with you, and they make sure that you're headed in the right direction. They're there to have conversation and give you information to have better dialogue. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. They're up to date. They're relevant. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, is loaded with always changing great articles that are relevant on the homepage. If you go there a couple times a week and read those articles, you're going to be so much farther ahead on what's going on. So I hope that you will take the time to visit their webpage, leave your email address, and you know what? You'll start getting newsletters for more information, coupons, in-the-know information, and of course their daily post at their Facebook page. If you give them a thumbs up, we'll keep you connected to the store. This is a place you want to stay connected to for knowledge, for information, for hope. Sometimes in those desperate times when we're just looking for answers and, you know, maybe we're not getting them and maybe we want to start working more preventively or maybe we want to get a better understanding to get the information, to have a dialogue with our doctors. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. You know, their name says it all. Stay healthy. That's what we're trying to do. We'd like to get healthy, be healthy, but, you know, staying healthy and maintaining it, that's where the work comes in, but you'd never have to do it alone. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho in Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Don't forget, check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Like them on Facebook. And I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today, because today is all about information, just like it is every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Relevant topics, the best guest, and making sure that you have what you need to get as healthy as you possibly can. Remember, if you can't tune in live, everything is podcast on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers who take care of me every day and make sure that my information goes out to you guys. And I want to thank them as well. Everybody have a great day. Be healthy and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.